gosh, at least 2 weeks, it could have been longer, that they wouldn't let us go back. And we were watching, you could go online and see, they had some flyovers, and you could like pinpoint your place. And even then, we knew that the devastation was just incredible. But we found our road. We could pinpoint actually where my road was, my house. And we got it right down to my house. And I could see a white square there. And I, you know, hoping, I was like, maybe that my roof was very light colored. Maybe that's the roof, but it was the slab. You could see my slab from the aerial shots. But until we actually went there, I was still hoping, even though, you know, not likely. But it was just the slab when we finally did get. And it was a long, long line. And I do some photography myself, but I was so in shock I couldn't even document. And that's what I do. And I could not take pictures. It was just so, just a whole different scape, like being somewhere else. And it was kind of maybe we were in shock. It's not like I felt like I was in shock, but it's like, seemed like it'd be just falling down crying or something, but you just kept walking around, and everybody did. You'd see other people just walking around, and we really couldn't say anything. It was just like you just had to take it in and soak it up. But it was, I didn't cry for about 4 months until we had the big Mardi Gras parade down there, and it was so happy and wonderful. I'm so glad they did it. That would have been probably in March, February or March, and parade was big and huge, and lots of people lined the streets, and it was so happy and throwing the beads, and then you turn around and it was like a new nuclear holocaust. It was just, everything tore up, and that's when it hit me. Nobody was with me to distract myself, and I had kind of a breakdown at that point. Just started crying and couldn't stop, and I'm like, oh no, this is embarrassing. I didn't expect this to happen.